So the only thing I'd need to do now is take all these bits, cut them into like funny bits, put a little bits of music in the middle, and then do an intro where I go, "Welcome to the podcast. Alongside me is Sean. Hi, Sean."
If you want to do that now, we can.
I just did it, you dick.
Sorry. Well, I didn't know you were. I thought you were giving me an example.
I know, but what's the point of me saying the exact same thing? We're changing the format this week, or this episode, and I'm bringing in a friend of mine, an Irish friend, who you might know as Shawnee Blah Blah, but you probably don't, because... Well, no, you might, because if you subscribe to me, you're probably subscribed to him. Hello, Shawnee.
You know, I was thinking that. Oh, they probably won't.
No, I was thinking that. I was going to say that, so just sort of a put down that I could get a cheap laugh.
You did say it.
But then I thought, actually, you know, that's rich, me saying that. I mean, if I was on Charlie is So Cool, like, levels of popularity, then I could, you know, shit on you. So to speak.
That's good. A minute in and we're already making comparisons to other people.
At least we can do a bit of podcasting, Charlie is So Cool. Without even knowing what his podcast would be like, I still predict, and I'm quite confident in predicting that ours would be better.
Just the fact that we have one beats his lack of...
If he had one and we didn't have one, ours would be better.
You know that TY I sometimes talk about?
TY?
The extra year I didn't school.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, there was a songwriting workshop. Like, it didn't take itself too seriously. Our one was about Starbucks and how it was taking over the world, but it was like the shittest song I've ever heard. And there was a bit in it where there was backing vocals, and two of the girls in our group couldn't sing. And so when the CDs arrived, we went back to my friend's house. It was like eight of us. And we put the CD in, and we were all really excited to hear them. And we listened to the first video, and we're like, oh, these are good, these are good. And then ours came on, and we were really excited. And that bit with those girls came on, and they hadn't auto-tuned it. They hadn't fixed it. It was just so bad. And like the two of their voices, one of them was singing cabaret, and one of them was singing some completely different style. And together, it just made my ears bleed. And like Annie, who has no sense of like, I mean, it's like she doesn't understand certain situations and what you're not really meant to do. So we were all standing around the CD player, and Annie just goes, "Oh my God, who is that?" And then I recognized it as the two girls who were standing to my left and just didn't say anything. And then someone else butted in with, "Oh, I think it's Aisling and Trudy." And just, it was the most awkward situation I can ever remember being in my life. Because it was like pretty much what you were saying there.
Oh, God. There's something... When I was at high school, and we were 14 in music, there was this assignment. We were in groups of like, I don't know, three or four. And we had an assignment to make like a little Christmas song and record it. And I have no idea whatever crossed our mind. But for some reason, we thought it would be perfectly acceptable if we just sung "I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day" by Wizard a cappella onto a tape. Now, first of all, none of us could sing or had any musical talent, but we were trying to sing, which makes it worse, because like, it's fair enough if it's like, yeah, this is shit, but they know it. For a brief period of a day, we must have not known that we were shit at singing and that we were just singing Wizard, which is fine. And then it comes to it, and we handed it in. What were we doing, handing that in? Then we were all listening to each other's songs. So then you have to go through listening to other people with their xylophones and whatever, making these nice little bits of music. And as it's going on, I'm thinking, oh my God, they're just going to, like, all these xylophones and lovely bits of playing about with music. And it's going to come to us, three of us, just singing badly a cappella.
Maybe they would have thought it was ironic.
I don't know, because when it came to us, I just ran out the room. We all just legged it.
That's the best solution possible.
We all just legged it.
It's like that scene about a boy at the end.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. Like, really embarrassing. And every time I think back on that, I think, I'm quite an intelligent person. Why would I ever have handed that in?
If you're responsible with picking up someone's poo, you know, dog poo, I mean, then you're okay.